Hello, dear children. I'm Mannequin. By the way, I'm almost as big as you are. Actually, you can't see me, but I'm here. I'm an imp, actually a story imp. And imps are nature beings. There are lots and lots of them in nature. We like to laugh, just as you do too. We like to sing and dance and hop around, just like you. And we experience a lot and also have lots to do. So there's lots and lots to tell. Now, let's see what kind of a story we've brought along for you today.
Hello, dear children. Today, we're going to hear part two of the story, The Special Life of Lovey the Bull. For those of you who didn't hear the first part, I'll just make a short summary. A young, strong bull lived with his big family in a beautiful countryside, and the name of this strong young bull was Lovey. He was a bit different from all the others in his family because he didn't want to fight. He preferred to watch the flowers, the trees, the water and stones. Well, all of nature. The more he took them into his heart, the more he understood their wonderful language, which sounded like soft music in his big ears. And one day, he met a dragonfly who taught him many things about the inner being of every being and about the creator spirit. Unfortunately, this way of looking at things didn't please his father and his family at all. And in part two of the story, which I'm going to tell you now, things are really going to get exciting. The young bulls came to Lovey again and again to ask him questions about life and how to become happy. The older bulls did not like this, and neither did the father of family be brave. In his younger years, he had been a champion in the bull rings that people have. He told about this and boasted how he had avoided the red cloth that the bullfighter held out to him and how he tossed the toreador with his horns. Many a young bull became enthusiastic about this and wanted to become such a hero, too. Father Be Brave enjoyed the admiration of his children and told about his exciting adventures in full detail.
Dear young bulls, so spoke Bull Be Brave, develop the courage to fight and practice directing the aggressive forces. You have to become heroes. That is your life. For the bull is a fighter.
Now, Lovey, his son, began to speak. Father, you've always come back from the bullfight safely, but the bull who enters the fight never really knows whether he will be the winner or the loser, and then he is simply dead. Or it will mean death for the man, the toreador. I think that such kinds of fighting do not correspond to our nature. They were invented by people. They show neither strength nor any kind of heroism. They show only cruelty and a behavior that's directed against life. We are not meant to kill, neither one another nor a person. The bulls that wanted to become heroes laughed and mocked. Ho, 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 ho. Just listen to this weakling. You're a coward in our eyes. Your opinion does not belong to our bull nature, which is, after all, aggressive. Lovey the bull spoke, and he did so with emphasis. I know from the dragonfly that in us, and also in human beings, a great spirit dwells, whose creatures we all are. It is not the external form, but the inner being that this great creator spirit has created. This spirit is the gentleness, the love, and the unity. It is in this way that we should become brothers, also with people, instead of fighting among ourselves or against them. We should not be against one another and should not see each other as enemies. The young bulls were confused. Some of the young bulls decided for their bull teacher Lovey and set out to learn the language of life. Others, however, wanted to become heroes, that is, to test themselves against the Toreador. They said, if the champion Be Brave trains us, then the human being will be the loser, and we will be the winners. It was not long before men came with a truck. The young bulls recognized that nothing good was coming from these men, and no good thoughts reached them from the men. Quietly, they moved a bit to the side. The men wanted to catch a young bull that was capable of learning so that they could prepare it for the bullfight. However, the animal catchers didn't have to exert themselves much. Carambo, Lovey's brother, was determined to prove his courage, his bravery, his self-control and power. He had always been an obedient son to his father and admired him very much. He took leave of his family in the firm belief that he would return as a hero. And so, Carambo now went to the school run by men who prepared him for the bullfight. But what he had to go through there was horrible. They beat and whipped him, stabbed him with sharp objects. They screamed and irritated him in order to provoke him and bring out all his aggressions. They brought out the well-known red cloth that he was supposed to attack in order to measure himself against the Toreador, the bullfighter. When he felt the whip, he asked himself, "Is this the meaning of my life as a bull?" He felt into his inner being and said to himself, "This may be people, but it is not me. I don't want to stay here." Suddenly, he remembered what his brother Bull, Lovey, had told him about the Great Spirit, which is the life. "I will tell this Great Spirit in me that I don't want to become a hero. I don't want to be beaten, and I no longer want to argue and fight with others." Carambo thought to himself, "Perhaps he will understand me." And he said to the Great Spirit inside him, "I want to slowly come to believe what my big brother Lovey teaches. If you understand me, then you will help me to escape from captivity." Soon after that, the animal keeper came along. He was angry and scolded because he was in the middle of a quarrel with another keeper. The keeper slammed the prison door shut with a loud bang, but he didn't lock it, because in his thoughts and with his flood of words, he was totally somewhere else. Carambo didn't waste any time. "This is my chance!" He sprang toward the door, which opened at once, and then he started running. He ran and ran and ran and no longer had anything else in mind but the beautiful, bright, colorful meadow of flowers, his family and friends. A few days later, he arrived totally exhausted at his family, Be Brave. Everyone cheered and greeted him as a hero, because when they saw him unharmed, they thought he had won in the bull ring, just like his father, Be Brave, once had. They surrounded him and urged him, saying, "Tell us, how was it?" But Carambo, whose knees were almost giving out, shook his head and said, "I'm so glad that I'm with you again, but I don't want to tell you anything now. I don't want to eat anything, nor do I want to drink anything. I only want to sleep and recover." And so Carambo slept for a whole day, because he had been running for his life. After he had slept long and well, he got himself some food and drink. Then he told about his terrible experience in the city with the people. After Carambo told his story, many of the young bulls quickly agreed. "If things are the way you told us, then we can easily do without heroism, fame, and glory. With the help of our big brother, Lovey the Bull, we would prefer to practice giving our animal life the right kind of meaning." The older bulls watched and listened and experienced how the young ones discovered life again, how they became free and joyful. However, the older ones felt more and more that their own senses were dulled, and secretly they felt very much like discovering new qualities in their lives as well. In the evenings, when the sun disappeared behind the hills, they all gathered round the stately linden tree, which also had its language and which they now understood. And they listened into the many-voiced life of the day, which now retired to rest. And they heard the stillness of the night, which moved across the plain. They felt the peace of the Creator Spirit and were happy. "It's wonderful that we can live our true life now in peace," said the youngest of the family bee brave. "It's true that no one has tossed the toreador with his horns and no one has become a great hero. But we've won." And all the cattle, the bulls, cows, young bulls and calves nodded and said, "Mrr, mrr," which means, "Yes, this is how it is, and this is how it should be." Dear children, we've now come to the end of our story. And this story was written for all the cattle that are tortured and killed by people, and these are many, and for all the children who will do better than the adults, and these are quite a lot as well. Goodbye.
So, that was it for today. I'll be glad to have you with us again next time. I'm Mannequin, the Story Imp.